From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Since the passing of boxing great Muhammad Ali late Friday, chances are you've been online searching for videos of his fights you've probably never seen or haven't seen in years. It's likely that his fights were not the highlight you enjoyed most, but his poetic playfulness that really got your attention.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Thank you very much.
And if that don't do, we'll get him in 2. If he run, we'll get him in 1. And in your heart, you know I'm right.
Boxing aficionados will endlessly debate Ali's greatest moments in and out of the ring. But one thing can't be debated. It was in Miami when a young Louisville fighter showed up named Cassius Clay and left as the world heavyweight champion named Muhammad Ali.
He came here as one kind of person, and his experiences here and the people he met here turned him into something else, turned him ultimately into Muhammad Ali, the greatest.
Alan Tomlinson is the writer and producer of the 2007 WLRN documentary Muhammad Ali, Made in Miami. He says Ali's biographer, Thomas Hauser, admitted that the champ had a special place in his heart for Miami.
Probably the greatest fight of his career would be when he regained the heavyweight championship against George Foreman. But Hauser told me that he always described his period in Miami as the best and happiest period of his life. He was young, he was fast, he was beautiful, and couldn't be beat.
Tomlinson's film documents Ali's arrival to Miami not long after winning the light heavyweight gold medal in the 1960 Summer Olympics. Then known as Cassius Clay, he arrived at the 5th Street Gym in Miami Beach and hooked up with trainer Angelo Dundee. But it was not an easy go for Clay. Miami was very much a segregated city, and Clay experienced a lot of racism.
A photographer took him to do, you know, a sort of a profile of him, took him to Burdine's in downtown Miami to buy shirts. The salesman wouldn't let him try them on as a black customer. So they had to go over to Overtown, which at that time was the Harlem of the South. It had its own stores, it had its own movie theaters, its nightclubs, a totally different scene, and that's where Ali lived. But he trained on South Beach.
And it was in Miami where Clay became a member of the Nation of Islam.
He became a Muslim here in Miami. He first met Muslims here in Miami. He first went to a temple here in Miami. But he didn't announce that he was a member of the Nation of Islam until after the fight. Because if he'd announced before the fight, there might never have been a fight.
Tomlinson is talking about the fight with Sonny Liston when Clay won the title in a major upset.
I am the king of the world!
Hold it, hold it, hold it.
I'm pretty.
Hold it, you're not that pretty.
I'm a bad man!
Wait.
I shook up the world! I shook up the world!
That fight took place February 25th, 1963, at what was known as the Miami Beach Convention Hall at the time, currently the Convention Center. A few days later, he announced that he has changed his name to Ali. Ali became world famous and moved on from Miami, but his memory lives on at the gym in Miami Beach, now moved and renovated, that still holds the name World's Famous 5th Street Gym.
He showed people they could stand up to the big bad guy. You didn't have to be the biggest, meanest guy to be the victor. I think he taught people that you could stand up to even the United States government. When, you know, if you do what's right, you do what you believe in the end, you can still come out on top.
Pictures of Ali can be seen on the windows outside the gym, all the way through along the walls, even the back door exit. Dino Spencer's the co-owner and operator. The day after Ali's passing, he was in the gym training fighters and even celebrities. Spencer says even though the young fighters who've come through his gym weren't alive to see Ali fight, he never lets them forget just how important Ali was to the sport.
I make sure that Muhammad affects their career because I rub it in their face every chance I get. He used to wear combat boots and sweatpants and a sweatsuit and run from Overtown to 5th Street. Nobody works like that.
Ali died at the age of 74. In his career, he won 56 bouts and lost 5. You can go to WLRN.org to see clips from WLRN's original production, Muhammad Ali, Made in Miami. For WLRN Miami Herald News.
You're going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Ah! Rumble, young man, rumble.
Ah! I'm Luis Hernandez.